Health and Human Services plans to award more than $400,000 for five projects related to the department's innovation agenda. It's a program for helping HHS employees make headway against big challenges the department is facing. Joining me with more on the Secretary's Venture Program and the five projects, Greg Downing is Executive Director for Innovation at the HHS Idea Lab, and Chad Heilig is the Associate Director for Data Science from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Gentlemen, great to have you on.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
All right, Greg, why don't we start with you? Tell us about the Secretary's Venture Program. What is it and what are its goals?
Great, thank you. This is part of our overall strategy for enhancing innovation potential within HHS, our 12 agencies. This is the third year this program has been in effect. This is a phased innovation program that we've done here, and it's coupled with our Ignite Accelerator. The Ignite Accelerator generates the ideas and tests them, and the Ventures program is a highly competitive program aimed at scaling and taking to the next level of deployment, innovative ideas, technologies, workflow process improvements that are aimed at really dramatically improving office functions and the agency's ability to meet their mission. So this is the third year we've done this. It's a competitive program internally and aims to get our best talent within the organization working on some of our hardest problems.
So it sounds almost like a system of internal grants, perhaps.
Yes, and we recruit them and work with a number of boot camps to help prepare the teams to be competitive in this environment. The teams come together with a very diverse set of skills and work on core problems that are addressing some of the more challenging areas of our department's mission.
And Chad, tell us how the data science piece comes into all of this.
Our project is using computer methods to try to help improve the way that autism surveillance is conducted in the United States. And we have partners within the autism program at CDC and the Developmental Disabilities Group, and within my group, which focuses on surveillance in the agency. And we also have some external partners at some of our sites. And we're using the latest technology to try to help us do surveillance better for the country. Thanks.
What does that mean, surveillance of autism?
CDC tracks the numbers of children with autism at a number of sites in two-year cycles, and CDC's been doing this since the year 2000. But as CDC tracks these numbers, it takes a fair amount of time for the information to be collected and analyzed, and there's about 4 years between when the cycle begins and the agency is able to publish the numbers of children with autism. And so our interest here with this project is to try to improve the timeliness with which we're able to do that by getting assistance from a machine learning algorithm that is able to assist experts so that they can focus their time more efficiently in the evaluation of these records that come through the system.
So this speeds up and makes the whole process more efficient for the people that have the brain power focused on this particular issue of autism.
Yes, that's our hope. And we have some early work to demonstrate that it's very likely to succeed. And with the Ventures funding, we're expecting to be able to take it to the next level.
This will be money mainly for programming these algorithms. Is that what you plan to use it for?
It's a combination. We expect to use the money in part to make better use of some of the data that currently exist in paper form, and that will allow us to improve the algorithms that we've already piloted, and then we'll move from that to having more advanced algorithms that can make the best use of all the data that are available. And our early pilot was focused really only on one site out of the many sites that participate, and so we want to make sure that as this advances, it works well across the United States and over time.
We're speaking with Chad Heilig. He's Associate Director for Data Science at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Greg Downing, Executive Director for Innovation at the HHS Idea Lab. Greg, tell us about some of the other projects going on here. There were five altogether.
Sure. Some of the categories and the places we were trying to really emphasize this year were focusing on some of our core processes and strengthening our department's workforce and getting talent inside the organization placed more efficiently. And one of those projects is called the Global Bidding and Assignment System that helps with the deployment of recruitment and training and deployment of talent to some of our international and global workforces around the world. And this in the past had been a very time-consuming process to get people hired and deployed to the places that they were best needed. So this system has deployed and engaged an IT system with a new process that engages the new employees in their placement activities. Another project we're working on is with FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine. It's called NARMS, and this is the National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System that is helping test food products in the marketplace utilizing mobile apps to speed the transmission of safety information about food products to the FDA. And we're also working on some of the...
But you said that one was veterinary medicine.
Correct. And they have the responsibility for the meat products and the processing of a number of food products that they've been working on there in terms of looking for salmonella and other contaminants in E. coli that are major issues in the food processing systems. And another one that we wanted to really emphasize is that we have a lot of special government employees that help advise the federal government, and these are members of the citizen and the public who provide valuable scientific, technical, policy information to us. And the processes of manually handling their conflicts of interest issues, the background information, what have you, has all been done by paper in the past, and we have been working to streamline this into an onboarding system that they can use and avoid a lot of duplication of records that they may have had to do in the past. So this is meant to streamline getting highly valuable talent in an advisory capacity to the government, and so we're very excited about this particular advance in a number of our scientific agencies that are relying upon over 1,200 federal advisory members each year participating in this capacity. So this is to enhance our scientific capabilities through improved workflow process improvements.
And Chad, I sense that there's a database for almost all of these types of efforts, and it sounds like the data science is really coming into its own across the federal government, certainly in these projects at HHS.
Yes, I think so. And for me and my role at CDC, we're especially excited about the ability to advance our surveillance strategy more generally. We have a number of systems that cross many different conditions. And so with this particular project focused on autism in children, we're hoping to demonstrate, we fully expect to be able to demonstrate that we're able to use the most recent methods, analytic methods, to work with data to do surveillance better.
And I guess having that data-based approach to these types of problems also gives you a better sense of the types of metrics that tell you when you have reached success?
Yes, I think so. It's important for CDC to be able to have the most solid and defensible evidence available for basing public health decisions. And so making the best use of all the data that are available, including text data, as in this project, is especially important.
And so, Greg, what are some of the timelines, milestones? When will these projects conclude, or when will you know you've gotten there?
These run about a year to 15 months. We have stage milestones throughout. They start with a boot camp in the first month. One of the interesting things is the teams come together and work on key issues that are sometimes barriers for their making progress, particularly in the IT space. And each project has their own scoped out milestones, and we have advisors and mentors that work with them along the way. Clearly, by the halfway mark, we have demonstrable progress that we've had to show. And in our past, this is the third year for this program, we've had some incredible breakthroughs on 3D printing, emergency management releases of information and policies in the past. And so this program's been highly effective at managing risk across the portfolio of our innovation activities. I also just wanted to mention two other things, Tom, is that we're about ready to kick off our Ignite Accelerator for this year, where we have two classes of sort of early stage projects, ideas that have not been tested. And these are 3-month exercises that are mentored and help teach employees on testing new ideas within their own workplaces on these teams, and they become the precursors to next year's ventures programs, and that'll be kicking off in early April. Also related to some of these have been data-related projects. Wanted to make sure your listeners were aware of our upcoming 7th Health Data Paloozas coming up on May 8th through 11th, where a lot of these kinds of data projects will be featured there. That's in Washington, D.C. on May 8th through 11th.
All right, lots of excitement still to come. Greg Downing is Executive Director for Innovation at the HHS Idea Lab. Chad Heilig is Associate Director for Data Science at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.